This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel authenticates citizenship bill. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda embarks on India visit today. And North Korea says its first military spy satellite crashed into sea. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has authenticated the citizenship bill. According to a press release issued today by Shailaja Regmi Bhattarai, spokesperson of the Office of the President gave his assent to the bill in accordance with Article 61, sub-articles 2, 3, 4 and Article 66 of the Constitution of Nepal, as well as the principle propounded by the Supreme Court. The Office of the President said the Office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers has written to the Office of the President for giving assent to the bill, mentioning various conditions and situations as the bill has not got assent so far to become an act. Both the Houses of the Federal Parliament had passed the Nepal Citizenship First Amendment Bill 2079 designed to amend the Nepal Citizenship Act 2063. The bill was tabled in the House on July 31, 2022. Then, Speaker of the House of Representatives authenticated the bill on July 31, 2022 and forwarded it to the then President for her assent. The then President had sent back the bill to the Federal Parliament for reconsideration, calling attention to some topics. The Federal Parliament on September 5, 2022 sent the bill again to the President for assent after holding discussions on the topics on which the then President had drawn attention in both House of the Federal Parliament. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has embarked on his four-day official visit to India today. Prime Minister Dahal left for New Delhi, India on a Nepal Airlines flight this afternoon. Speaker Devaraj Ghimire, Speaker of the National Assembly Ganesh Prasad Timalsina, Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Narayan Kaji Shrestha, ministers, heads of all three security agencies and senior officials of the Government of Nepal bade farewell to the Prime Minister in Tribhuvan International Airport. The visit, considered to be an important one, is his first official visit to India following the formation of the coalition government after the elections to the House of Representatives and the Province Assembly in November 2022. The delegation includes Minister for Foreign Affairs Narayan Prakash Saud, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Shakti Bahadur Basnet and Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Prakash Jwala. According to a statement issued by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi at Hyderabad House on June 1st. During the visit, Prime Minister Dahal will pay a courtesy call to the President of India, Draupadi Murmu, and Vice President Jagadeep Dhankar. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Dahal paid a courtesy call on President Ramchandra Paudel at the latter's office in Sital Nivas today. According to the President's press advisor, Kiran Pokhrel, the meeting focused on the Prime Minister's visit to India beginning today. The Prime Minister Dahal briefed the head of the state about his four-day official visit to India. Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudel was also present at the meeting. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee under the Federal Parliament has called for public complaints against Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki, who has been recommended for the position of Chief Justice. According to the notice issued today by the committee, complaints, if any, can be registered against Karki within 10 days. Complaints can be registered manually or through emails. The complainers should specify their personal details, including name, surname, and contact numbers. A committee meeting yesterday decided to call for complaints against the Karki. The Constitutional Council on May 8 recommended the appointment of Karki to the Chief Justice. The position has been lying vacant for past 15 months. Nirjala Ekadasi, a sacred day devoted to Lord Vishnu, is being observed across the country today. The day that falls on Ekadasi Tithi or the 11th day of Shukla Paksha in the month of Jest holds much significance for Hindus as they observe fast, offer prayer and seek blessings from Lord Vishnu. On the day, devotees sow seeds of tulasi, a sacred plant and a medicinal herb. World No Tobacco Day is being observed today with the theme of Grow Food, No Tobacco. In Nepal, various events aiming to raise awareness and promote action against tobacco use have been scheduled for today in the course of commemorating the day. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet, in his audio message today, has urged one and all to avoid tobacco use and pursue a healthy life. Tobacco use possesses a high risk for fatal diseases like cancer, heart disease, respiratory-related complications and diabetes, among others. The World Health Organization states tobacco kills more than 8 million people each year. More than 7 million of those deaths are the result of direct tobacco use, while around 1.2 million deaths are the result of non-smokers being exposed to second-hand smoke. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. North Korea's attempt to launch its first military spy satellite has ended in failure after the rocket crashed into the sea. The Korean Central News Agency announced the launch on the first day of a 12-day window it had announced to put the satellite into orbit took place early today. The flight was the sixth satellite launch attempt and the first since 2016. It was supposed to put North Korea's first spy satellite in orbit. The launch sparked a false alarm in South Korean capital Seoul and Okinawa in the south of Japan. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has identified the development of military satellites as a key component of its country's defense. A satellite launch by North Korea is a breach of United Nations Security Council resolutions that ban the country from using ballistic missile technology. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the satellite launch and urged Pyongyang to return to denuclearization talks that have been stalled since 2019. The International Olympic Committee, IOC, has condemned the way India's top wrestlers are being treated during their ongoing protest. It has also demanded an investigation into allegations that Indian wrestling chief Brijbhushan Saran Singh sexually harassed female athletes. The wrestlers were temporarily detained by police on Sunday as they tried to march to the new parliament building. They were demanding the resignation and arrest of the federation chief. Federation chief Mr. Singh, who is also an influential member of parliament from the governing Bharatiya Janata Party BJP, has denied the allegations and accused the wrestlers of being politically motivated. NATO is deploying 700 additional troops to northern Kosovo after 30 of its peacekeepers were injured in clashes with ethnic Serb protesters amid a long simmering dispute. After talks with the Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre yesterday, NATO General Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg told reporters in Oslo that the NATO has decided to deploy 700 more troops from the Operational Reserve Force for Western Balkans. The NATO-led peacekeeping mission in Kosovo, KFOR, currently consists of almost 3,800 troops. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim province, along with the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province. Brief rain with thunder showers are likely to occur at a few places in Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim province and at one or two places in the hilly regions of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Brief rain, thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places in Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province. At present, there is an influence of western low-pressure system as well as local winds over the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 18.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 31.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Paudel authenticates citizenship bill. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda embarks on India visit today. And North Korea says its first military spy satellite crashed into sea. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.